This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Planned Parenthood is injecting its own interests into the election for president like perhaps never before. The abortion giant makes two points. The first is that if Donald Trump is elected, taxpayers will no longer provide support for the business infrastructure of the nation's premier abortion provider. And now, faced with a newly announced plan that Mr. Trump will promote maternity leave for all women, Planned Parenthood CEO is going ballistic. In an interview released this week, Cecile Richards threw a barrage of hyperbole at Trump, belittling his maternity plan, stoking fears about his Supreme Court nominees, and even saying that his barriers to abortion will literally kill women. This is Life News Radio. Maybe you've seen their curriculum in the National Catholic Register, or you've heard of the LIFE principles. If you are an educator or are responsible for high school curricula, you really do need to see the work of Healing the Culture. At healingtheculture.com, you'll discover how modern technology and tested teaching methods are inspiring students to embrace pro-life convictions for a lifetime. Visit healingtheculture.com. Advocates of early or even quick death for the weak continue predicting the stripping of human dignity of the infirm or disabled. A Dutch professor is predicting that a new center will soon open to offer euthanasia to the young. The Netherlands already allows early death, aka infanticide, up to 12 months of age, and for those over the age of 12. There are a few voices in Holland who still fear the memory of times when certain peoples were considered unworthy of living. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.